Shaw's Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey Station.
This is OMF on EEI.
Hi, how are you?
Can I have an Egg McMuffin?
Okay.
What do you think about the Bruins losing last night?
An Egg McMuffin and what else?
The Bruins? How do you feel about the Bruins losing?
I don't watch those things.
Oh, no sports?
No.
All right, I guess that's it.
All right, go.
All right. She wanted nothing to do with the
conversation. I don't watch those things.
I don't watch that thing. Notice she ignored him the first time around.
Spazza, do you have a girlfriend? You married? What's the deal? Single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, you're married.
Okay. I mean, kind of married. I've been engaged for like 12 years.
Oh, what do you mean kind of married?
We're kind of married. I've been engaged for 12 years. So we just haven't pulled the trigger.
It's common law.
No, it's common law now, but it's about money. I refuse to spend $50,000 on a wedding.
Just go to the town hall.
Thank you.
But I did the town hall.
My wife won't do that because these are rich people and I'm a bum.
Wait, what?
Who's rich people?
What are you talking about?
Listen, my wife's family has money, right?
So? Drake Island, let her
pay for the wedding.
Put on a wedding.
Oh, he's not paying for the wedding because I'm a bum. Do you guys
we're getting personal. Hey, come lay on the couch real quick. We're going to break this down real quick.
Listen, Dad's in town right now, right? He's up from Posse Alley South, which
is down in
Florida.
You hate her dad.
No, I love him. When the guy dies, I get the property in Florida.
But you're not married.
I love
him. You're not legally entitled to anything.
It's not yours.
You got to suck it up and pay the money now.
My kids will get it.
But they're going to kick you out because they're going to get married. The last thing I want to do is feed you applesauce through a straw.
Then they can send me to the nursing home. I don't care. We'll get married. I just refuse to pay for a ridiculous... I mean, come on. Do you guys have daughters?
Yes, I got a lot of them.
And how ridiculous is the price of a wedding?
Elope.
No. Ridiculous.
That's it.
Town hall.
When she gets into it and does the town hall, I'm good with it. Otherwise, I'm not paying for it. You know?
All right.
Kind of married.
All right, so you asked the question, bro. Why? Did you think he was trying to pick somebody up?
I'm just trying to add to the segment. Hey, you sound pretty good out there.
I'll help you with the segment. Yeah, let me help you with it. Right?
She might have thought that.
It's got a good name, right? Drive-through sports takes.
Yep.
Yes.
Can I have an Egg McMuffin? It takes a little time to evolve these types of bits.
I think you need to have more questions ready to go, like in the hopper. Like, I feel like you only had one question.
Well, you have questions to go. The problem is I edit out, progress, like, all right, what about the Red Sox? Or what do you think about Tuca? Or anything. And then they're just like, hey, let's go. We're working here, buddy. There is another one that's pretty good if you guys want.
What do you think about the Bruins losing last night?
The next one needs to be. You need to be like, hey, I heard Cam Newton gave Mac Jones a new nickname. You want to hear it? What do you think about it? Mac and cheese. Oh, it's so original.
It's actually a pretty good thing because the next one I do, I could drive up and say, hey, Cam Newton gave Mac Jones a nickname. What would you nickname Mac Jones?
Yes.
That could be a funny response.
It should answer, who's Mac Jones?
Yeah, who's Mac Jones?
She would answer, what do you want, a Big Mac?
We sell Whoppers here. So.
Hey, wait. Can we at least play this intro? I know you guys have an intro? I had some lady record an intro for this for my segment when I do it with you guys. I'm calling it Spazzing Out Sports.
I like it.
And I had her record an intro. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
No, this is legitimately very funny. Let's play this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michaela. We are here in the Boston Common Park. We are selling fresh squeezy lemonade, roasted nuts, and soft pretzels. And now it's time for Spazzing Out Sports on Sports Radio WEEI. Hi, Glenn.
I love it. Did she say rusted nuts? Is that what you said? Rusted nuts?
Hi, Glenn.
We had someone. Soft pretzels.
You have that girl that says that Glenn's a sexy mother bleeper?
From the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That was Inez Sands or something like that.
My girl.
Yeah.
Go buy some lemonade from them. They're over by, you'll see them at one of the corners.
She is selling what? Roasted?
Nuts.
Rusted nuts. I thought it was.
Squeezy lemonade.
On Sports Radio, W-E-E-I. Hi, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
To be fair, she says WEEI about as well as Rob Bradford.
I'm just going to say, yes, here. She does.
Yes.
Excellent column for WEI.com.
WEI.
WEI. Hi, Glenn. Glenn, our world is one sexy motherfucker.
Glenn, our world.
So where else did you go here?
I did go to a McDonald's. I think this was
that
the
is
best.
A McDonald's, wasn't it?
That no, was no, no, no. Big
muffin. Oh, was that what Dunkin' Donuts was the best one? I did one at Wendy's. I didn't like it, but if you want to hear it, you can.
No, you said it sucks.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Spaz was driving around with like 50 egg McMuffins.
Spaz, yeah, give me the good one.
Well, let's do the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Good morning. Can I help you?
Can I have two egg and cheese wraps?
Two egg and cheese wraps. Yes, sir. Anything else today?
Order a plain bagel minis.
Sure, I want to order our plain bagel minis.
Yeah, hey, what do you think about the Bees getting bounced from the playoffs last night?
Oh, I didn't get to see it.
You follow the Bruins?
No.
Can you?
But that's sad. I'm sad that they got tossed.
Can you throw an orange juice in there too?
Yeah, you got it. Orange juice too. But go Bees then.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Hi, Glenn.
Well, she played with you a little bit.
Yeah. She did play.
See,
along.
I like this. I feel this. We can build on this.
There's something there. I will find a way to make it better.
You need to find. Okay, what town would he have the most hardcore like sports fans? Like, what town would you have to be in? Would have you know?
Revere.
Revere. I tell you what, I saw the whole damn game.
Yeah. Dorchester.
Everett.
That's what you need to
Everett.
Hear.
Everett.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm glad you asked. I'm so angry.
I'll get you guys. I live in Revere, so I
Here
live
we
up
go,
on the
Bruce
beach.
Cassidy. The refs. Tuca. What else can it be?
She's
it's
from
excuse
Revere.
Excuse after excuse. Everybody's got them. They're like assholes. We're done with that, baby, Tuca. Cassidy, get your head out of your ass.
I mean, if we have time, I have two guys that are worth playing on their Bruins take because Christian asked, you know, maybe you should get some normal people.
Yeah.
Okay. Are these normal people?
Were these guys in suits? What did they look like?
Yeah, they were in suits. Just,
no, wait, hold on. Just because they're wearing suits, okay, doesn't mean they don't have an attitude and they're not pissed and they don't want an excuse to vent. That's my point. Don't find the stereotypes. Find the guy that's like, you know, under the radar guy. Oh, that's the guy you want.
Then you should turn your headphones off.
Come on, let's go.
Hold on, let's play the intro.
And now it's time for Spacing Out Sports on Sports Radio WEEI. Hi, Glenn.
Bruins were awful last night. Tuca was terrible. They should have started screaming. We traded for Taylor Hall and he did nothing in this series. Complete garbage. Go Bees.
Is that you?
No. That's not me.
That was either you or Gresh. One or the other. That is a character from some like cartoons.
Bruins were awful last night. Tuca was terrible. They should have started screaming. We traded for Taylor Hall and he did nothing in this series. Complete garbage. Go Bees.
God. He's gargling something.
Find these guys. It's a rock man.
So that guy wasn't wearing
a suit.
That
was a normal guy?
That's a normal guy.
All right, see, I told you. That was good.
All right.
That's a normal guy.
That's not a normal guy.
Don't underestimate.
That's not a
normal guy.
God. Normal.
Normal guy.
We got another normal guy?
We got one more normal.
I mean, one more normal guy.
Let's hear from Bill on the Bruins.
See, it's a normal name.
Normal name.
Sucks. I love the Bruins. Sucks. Tuca played like crap. Cassidy shouldn't have put him in. They should have brought back the tool man. Tim Taylor, whatever his name was. Tim Taylor was the racist guy. He was a Trump supporter. What happened to Taylor Hall? He was supposed to save the team. He did nothing. Hey, shit happens. It's a garbage line. Go Beast.
Is there a cough in there?
It's not like a normal coughing. Guy.
Yeah.
Go Beast. Go Beast.
He's like, hold on, I just finished the whole pack of Marlboro
Reds.
The
tool man guy, Tim Thomas.
Tim
racist.
The tool time.
They should have brought back the tool man.
The tool man.
Is he talking about Tim Thomas?
Tim Thomas.
What are you talking about?
The racist. Do you remember him?
The tool man. Tim Taylor, whatever his name was.
The tool man, Tim Taylor, Thomas. The racist.
We are so bad with names in this part of the country. I don't know what it is.
Tim Thomas, the racist guy.
Racist guy.
Can we narrow it down a little bit?
I hear him say like the bunker guy.
Narrow
you know what I mean? The
down.
Guy in the bunker.
Go Bees.
Oh, God.
Let me clear my throat.
The sound of that guy clearing his throat makes me want to vomit.
God.
It's
you
so
want
dis-
it normal, there you go.
It's just,
you
just so find, gross.
It's about as normal
you,
as the two women you had
find,
on yesterday.
You just find smokers, don't you?
Get your head out of your ass.
Like smokers.
Yeah, what
like
do you
everyone
do this?
You've interviewed so far has been like, yeah, I got a pack of
do you go to like
Lucky's.
Smoking places? Is that where you go?
Lucky's.
What I do is I go where there's going to be a lot of people.
Non-filter.
Toka, come on, you're acting like a f- bum.
Huh?
I love her.
She's great.
Let's go a beast. I picture that girl married to the other dude with the crazy voice.
The one hacking?
The rules were awful last night.
Toka, come on, you're acting like a f- bum.
Toka was terrible. They should have started screaming.
Can we get those guys a show?
We should get these two lovebirds together.
We need to get them a show.
This guy said they should start. Christian, you're 100% right. This is matchmaking.
Toka was terrible. They should have started screaming.
And put in Sweeman.
Nobody can say his name.
Wait, did he call him Screaming?
He said Screaming, yeah.
Screaming and Sweeman.
Nobody knows the poor kid's name.
These two.
Words were awful last night. Toka was terrible. They should have started Screaming.
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 So, the first time I heard that, I said, oh, they should have started screaming. Like, yeah, scream at him.
Yeah, no.
But he couldn't say.
He wanted to put screaming in net.
The thing is, like.
In the nets.
I'm going to start saying screaming, Sweeman. It's like a really cool nickname. Imagine these two making love together. these two underneath the sheets. Oh, my God.
Come on, let's
so
go,
good.
You effing.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Yeah, baby, I'm almost there.
Jesus.
Oh,
that's all you got, you effing P word? Yeah, let's go.
Hey, talk to me about Sweeman.
Yeah. You're letting in more goals than illegal immigrants.
They should have brought back the tool man, Chip Taylor, whatever his name was.
Boy, I don't know.
Chip Taylor was the racist guy.
I don't know.
Finds him, man. I don't know
you
where he. Him. I don't know where this guy came from.
Do you really want to find? Like, do you really want me to get normal interviews? Of course not.
No, well,
you don't want
we
Channel
like
7
guys.
Crap.
This
we
is
like
normal.
These guys.
Depending on what time of night it is, this is very normal for Boston.
No, we like this guy.
Why don't you go over to like the BU philosophy department or something like that? Right, and right outside. Right.
I would love Spaz to be in a debate. I wish we
with
could
who?
Send Spaz to like, you know, BU, BC, Northeastern, Bentley, wherever. I wish we could enter him into a debate contest. And just see I want to enter him into a debate contest.
I graduated from college, bro.
Okay. So did I.
UMass Lowell.
Can I have an egg McMuffin?
So I don't know. Maybe Alex Speer, you know, was like the captain of his debate team at
I
Harvard.
Believe that. Oh, ooh.
Maybe he's got some. Maybe we can get Spaz like as an alternate.
Can we? You know, what we need to do. We need to challenge Alex Speer, and we could grab Spaz versus Alex.
Oh my God.
Okay, and then we'll just throw out a topic. Each person. I don't know how it works. What do you get? Like a minute and a half, 2 minutes to make your point back and forth, and then you know we declare the winners. It'll be something like you know global warming. Something like that.
Can you throw an orange juice in there, too?
And then it would have to be something pop culture.
I kind of
like
this.
Is Britney Spears being held against
like
her
this.
Will?
Boy, talk about a contrast of styles.
Well, maybe we can Alex get Stanford's own Spare. Will Fleming.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Oh, look at you. Harvard West.
Yeah.
Do
wow.
That.
So we go
Will
Fleming
versus
Alex
Spaz.
And Spaz. Yeah. What if we go
Will,
teams?
You go.
Fleming would love
Alex,
that.
You go. Spaz, what do you got to say about this?
Oh, this is going to happen.
Can I have an Egg McMuffin?
I know we can just ask Will anything relating to Trump.
Yeah.
throw Joe in there.
How did Will feel the other night when they had the Trump What's sign that? Out there in the outfield?
Oh,
I wonder
boy.
How they
how
felt
about
that. About
did
that.
You see that? By the huge way, Trump one or something banner going to
center
Park?
Field. Yeah.
Can we close out our segment proper, please?
And now it's time for Spacing Out Sports on Sports Radio WEEI. Hi, Glenn.
Excellent call.
Hi, Glenn. I like that little chuckle.
I love it.
She's being she's being kind of flirty and you know a little you know.
We are selling fresh squeezy lemonade.
Squeezy lemonade. I like the fresh squeezy lemonade. That's my favorite kind.
Squeezy lemonade.
And soft pretzels. And now it's time for Spacing Out Sports.
Right. Be a great top of
good
the
job,
hour
Spaz.
Between
like
her and Bradfo doing the call letters. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? opening up every hour?
I'm
like
just
that?
Thinking about
I want to hear Bradford say, hey, hi, Glenn.
No, you know, Bradford also sounds like the one dude who's hacking up. He does all of it. He can't say the call letters, and he's always hacking up something. W-E-I. Oh, Joe, I fell off
racing
my chair.
Down the Mass Pike and sleeping on the sidewalk for playoff tickets to see Dana Kicker pitch game two. You know, but so you have these 65 years.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Go so a beast. Gross. It's so gross.
Oh, well done. I like that.
Excellent. That is terrific.
Good job.
All right, 617-779-7937. Did I tell you? Big deal or no big deals coming up at 4:30
Jesus. Gotta get my topics
today.
Ready.
4:30 today. We should mention, though, that Mac Jones does have a nickname, apparently.
Yes.
Given to him by what we believe is the starting quarterback, though the starting quarterback is injured right now. What does all of that mean? We're going to do all of that coming up next.
Follow him on Twitter at Christian Fourier.
I heard you hate old people and puppies. No, just puppies. Hate puppies.
It's OMF on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF. A little break from the Bruins because football team. OTA's down there in Foxborough. There's no Cam Newton. Hurt his hand. We're still not exactly sure how, but he hurt his hand. And so this was kind of surprising today. Bill Belichick, 9:30 this morning, doing a little presser once again with the whole Zoom technology.
Gotta be safe.
He was asked the question about an injured player, and he actually answered it.
Just first question about Cam. I know he left last week. Do you have an injury update on it? Is he out there, and how is he progressing from that hand injury that he suffered last Friday?
He's doing all right. He won't participate today, but you know he's getting better.
So nothing serious?
No. Well, he's not out there, so. But he'll. I think he'll be all right. Yeah.
Wow.
Very relaxed, talkative.
I know.
Bill.
Bill's come a long way. He's actually responding
how
to
funny
a
is it. We hear
injury
that
question.
Even the way he answered the first question, I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
He is kind of.
Oh yeah. He's doing all right.
Wow. A couple cups
of
coffee.
Great.
Maybe,
yeah.
Even?
He's doing all right. Yeah. It's amazing that you know all these other teams are canceling their OTAs. A lot of teams are canceling them. One, either they have too many injuries, they don't have enough guys, or they just say screw it. That's what most coaches do. They just say screw it. We don't need it anymore. And even Bill will say this isn't an evaluation process. You're not sitting there. Nobody's winning a job in the next 3 days.
Well, wait a minute now. There's no Cam Newton down there.
Oh.
So you have three quarterbacks, not four, but only three quarterbacks, right? And I'm reading Tommy Curran, just posted this an hour ago, and he's breaking it all down as an analyst, as an observer.
We got the red zone numbers.
The quarterback delivering the most impressive and explosive throws and completions during this non-cum-freaking-petitive session is, ladies and gentlemen,
Brian Hoyer.
Oh,
I was just joking.
Brian Hoyer.
Well, he knows the system.
It's true.
Except in Kansas City.
Yeah.
He doesn't know
red zone.
Kansas City.
He knows it. He doesn't know it. Once he's inside the 20, he forgets.
From the 20 to 20, he knows what he's doing.
Inside the 20, it's like everything goes off. The lights go out.
His sitting was pretty good. He was more than fine. And then Mac Jones is just throwing these short little passes, you know, taking his time. And he seems to be a thinker, but...
Seems to be a thinker. Yeah,
thinking and dunking.
That's a problem.
So Mac Jones actually spoke today with the media, got an opportunity to sit down and talk. And I guess one of the questions they asked, which we were all waiting for to hear it, and that was, what is the nickname that Cam Newton has given to Mac Jones?
What's been your relationship with Cam Newton been like so far? How helpful has he been to you individually?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, he calls me Mac and Cheese, so I got my nickname. But he's done an awesome job being a good mentor, and he brings great energy. And Brian and Jarrett have done a good job helping me in the film room, and all three of them just watch their reps and learn as much as I can. You know, you don't have to be in on that play to learn, so I just have to figure out how to do that. And I've been getting a lot better just watching tape and learning how to do that, and they've helped me in that regard.
Great energy. Has there ever been anybody that has not used great energy when talking about Cam Newton?
He calls me Mac and Cheese.
Oh man, that's a bad nickname.
It's such a lame nickname.
It's like so. I bet you somebody gave him the nickname when he was like in first grade.
Yeah,
Oh, your name's Mac Jones. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese, mac and cheese. Oh, my God. Look at him. Everybody. You know,
and the kid gets like accused of bullying. Franks and beans. Franks and beans.
See, hey. You know what Mac's nickname really should be?
Squeezy lemonade. Squeezy lemonade. Nuts. And soft pretzels.
What do you think this is? That's some sort of like reward? Oh, hey, Ma. Ma, guess what? They've accepted me into their society.
A nickname.
They gave me. He's accepted me. He say, I'm like one of the guys now.
I got a nickname like everyone. It calls me Mac and Cheese.
He calls me Mac and Cheese.
Oh, it's so funny.
He kind of sounds overly excited to have a nickname.
They love Cam Newton, I'm telling you. But
oh, my God. Stop, they love Cam Newton.
What kind of a mentor is it that gives you the nickname Mac and Cheese?
Okay, listen. Mac, hold on. I'm going to break it down for you. Listen, I can't tell you at all what to do with the ball. But I got some good nicknames for you. Okay, where should I throw it? I don't know. What's my friend? I don't know. Listen, I don't know what they do to you, but they changed the offense on me. Did they give me the same playbook? Can I see your playbook? I think you changed my playbook. Because mine is calculus. What is yours, addition? They must trust me more than you. Hey, Stiddy Stid.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese. That's
what's Stidham's really nickname?
That is lame.
What's Stidham's nickname?
I don't even know.
Brian Hoyman.
Stiddy.
I don't know.
Again, Stiddy, Hoister, and Mac and cheese.
Stiddy's like a hockey nickname. All the hockey nicknames are like, they put an IE or a Y at the end of it.
The best nicknames are given late at night by drunk people.
Yes.
Okay, that's when you do something stupid. You don't get a nickname because of mac and cheese. You get a nickname for something you did in college late night when everybody thought you shouldn't.
Stiddy.
It's got to be some sort of inside joke.
Hoister.
Why they call you Stinky? Well, because I used to urinate in my pants during football games. They call me, and then they shortened it to Stink.
Was that your name?
I thought you were giving his nickname after the Broncos.
Christian, I think you're on to something. Because Cam was asked last year about nicknames that he had given to players. This is Mike Reese asking about what nickname he gave to kicker Nick Foles.
And what is Nick Folk? We got one for Nick Folk after the 51-yarder?
Yes.
Okay. 50-yarder.
Well, it's usually kicker guy. But I wanted to call him kind of Paul Pierce guy because he did kind of fake like he was injured, but came back and balled. Then it's kicker guy, punter guy, snapper guy.
Yeah, okay. He's king nickname guy.
His nicknames suck. By the way, that's the thing. This is why we're all delusional.
Is Mike Reese obsessed with these nicknames or what?
He's got a chart here.
He tweeted out a long list.
Yeah, doing all right. Of all
the nicknames today.
Wait, do you think his nicknames are good?
No, they're terrible.
They're horse crap.
Awful. I mean, Matt,
is kicker guy, punter guy, snapper guy.
But I would say this, that you're already hearing it for Mac Jones. A little bit of concern, maybe, that he gave me a nickname. It's Mac
what if
cheese.
Your nickname is Richard? What do you think Cam Newton's nickname would be for you? If my name is Mr. Dick. There you go.
Tiny.
Tiny? You called him mac and cheese.
I still don't understand why they get. How do you get the nickname Dick from Richard? Somebody please call up and explain that to me. How do the two even remotely relate it? My name is Richard, how do you get Williams become Bill?
Richard becomes either Dick or Ricky, right? Or Rick.
But how do you get Bill from William?
That's actually a good point.
I don't get if my name
it's
is Richard.
Just understood.
My name is Richard. Suddenly,
Rich.
You're my nickname. Shorten that. The shortened version is Hank. Like that, they don't go together. Hank, how'd you get Hank?
I don't know. It's Richard and Dick. What's the difference? It's like their two aren't related at all.
It's true. It
makes no sense.
It's like William and Bill. I don't know. Where's that come? Will?
Who decided to put a B in there?
Spaz knows about these nicknames.
I have a pretty good one if you guys want to hear it. I have a lady, Kerry, that gives Mac Jones a nickname if you guys want to hear it.
Sure.
Yeah, good.
I want me some of that Mac Jones. I want me some of that Mac sauce. Young, hot, white man. I'm into that. That's my type of man. My preference. And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
Oh. What I meant was, who do you think is the better player?
Mac Jones is the future, and that's the one I want to live in. How's that? 6'1", mother 7.
Okay. Wow.
Where do you find these people?
Wait, we got to play. She said, I want to live in that. I want to eat that
up. I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
What I meant was, who do you think is a better player?
I simply asked you who should start. I didn't know we were talking about Mac Sauce for dinner.
Mac Jones is the future, and that's the one I want to live in.
I didn't ask you who you want to.
How different is that than mac and cheese, though?
How's that? 6'1" mother. Seven.
She gave her number. She gave her phone number. Can we call her? Let's call her. I have a phone number.
Listen, if I was Max starting off my career, I mean, this might be someone you may want to call.
He looks like he's 12.
He does.
That is a man eater right there. I'm into that. He doesn't stand a chance or something like that. No. Local New England hardened winterized women? No.
Winterized women.
Smoke heavily.
Smoke heavily. Used to the hard winters of New England?
Mac, I love you.
Mac's... I want me some of that Mac Jones. I want me some of that Mac sauce. Young, hot, white man.
He calls me Mac and Cheese.
Mac Jones got excited because Cam Newton called him Mac and Cheese. Would you be excited if you get called Mac and Cheese?
Well, the funny thing is, like, okay, we're going to do the nickname game. Oh, I got a nickname for you, Cam Newton.
Oh, no. Oh, gee, what are you going to go there?
Is crappy quarterback bad?
I'm going to get creative right now.
How about backup quarterback?
How about I got a good one for you. How about one hopper?
Oh, I like that one. I got that one. That's good.
Hold on. I'm writing them down for Mike Reese. Hold on.
Overthrow?
How about overthrow?
I like that one. There's got to be another one.
Hopper. Just shorten it.
The Hopper.
See,
that's a good nickname.
It is.
The Hopper.
Yeah.
No, one finger, one finger, one thumb.
No, what? The Hopper.
No. The Hopper. You know, if he wants to be real rude about it, are we gonna do this? We're doing nicknames, okay? Crappy quarterback.
Oh, short and overthrow. We'll call you OT.
OT.
Hey, OT.
People think it's cool. No, we're actually ragging on you.
OT Hopper. Oh. Putting it all together now.
See? See, the mac and cheese.
No,
and
OT Hopper.
Mac and cheese.
OT Hopper.
Hey, your name's Bill. Dollar Bill.
He is now OT Hopper to me.
It's got to be something that you do that is related, not just something that rhymes with your name.
Mac and cheese has nothing. It
poops a lot.
Sort poops a lot. But the kid, OT Hopper.
But the kid sounded excited. The Cam Newton gave him mac and
cheese.
They've accepted me. Wow.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
I get you.
What I meant was, who do you think is the better player?
but I hope he's not, you know, taking a passive role here the way Stidham did last year. Because Stidham didn't. You sure?
No.
You're positive about that?
I've heard things.
You've heard things. He does look like he's 15, though, doesn't he?
He looks like a baby. Yeah. I can't wait to see him going out in town and, hey, let's go to Boston. Let's get some the local women. It's like he's just getting let off the boat. And it's
Mac
like
Jones is the future, and that's the one I want to live in.
I heard reviews.
Come over here and sit by mama. You're 21 years old, lady.
Big deal or no big deal.
I'm into that.
I know you are. It's coming up next.
Yeah.
Ordway, Merloni, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Losing your hair, kind of a big deal. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. All right, guys, I'm going to call this first story the sign of the apocalypse. Because I feel like after you guys hear this, you're all going to think that the world is ending because there's nothing left to cancel.
Huh.
Now people are coming after apple pie.
That's made up.
What?
Apple pie. That's right. Yes. No, it's not made up. This dude, there's a guy in a UK newspaper called The Guardian.
Yeah.
His name is Raj Patel. And he goes through all the ways that people are wrong in assuming that, quote, nothing could be more American. He talks about how American pie was basically just a ripoff of a British pumpkin pie.
So?
He talks about the bloody origins of almost every part of the dish, going from the apples to the sugar, even the cloth that is used to serve it. He says the apple pie is as American as stolen land, wealth, and labor. We live its consequences today. Lou, big deal or no big deal?
It's a big deal because unfortunately somebody out there might actually start running with this. He goes through like the journey of apples. How they were first domesticated in Central Asia and how they were brought to America and the history of apples. And why we got to get rid of apples and apple pie. Like
that sugar was part of a slave trade.
Yeah, like holy sugar. Like seriously, if you go down a rabbit hole enough, we've always felt this way. Like you go searching enough, you could find something. But to go after this, the apples, an apple pie, and to truly write a waste your time and write an article on how we need to get rid of it.
We're screwed. This is 100% serious. This is 100% serious. He is a scholar.
I'll say this. It's a big deal because somebody will run with this.
Hates
and
America.
This thing might have legs. In the past, I'd say this is a joke. No big deal. But today, you never know.
Well, it's no big deal to me because I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to eat apple pie. I'm going to eat apples.
Take them off the
and I think you can take anything.
It could be illegal to make them.
Anything that we have in society and find something that was wrong somewhere along the line. Okay? Just ignore it, people. Stop getting...
linking it to genocide.
Stop getting sucked into the cancel culture. We will cancel everything, and then it'll just be us and maybe a few insects. I'm not doing it. It's no big deal.
So what about cherry pie?
We dive into cherry pie.
He could do the same thing with cherry
George
pie.
Washington cut down a cherry tree.
Exactly. He could do the same thing.
I'm not eating cherry pie.
Right.
What else? Give me another one.
Banana bread.
Pumpkin pie.
Banana bread?
Banana bread.
How about banana cream pie?
Oh, boy. You got to get rid of
how
all.
About sweet potato pie?
What?
How about pecan pie?
Christian, don't waste your time on this.
I'm not wasting my time.
I'm ignoring this guy. What people are going to do, Lou's right. This is something you'd laugh at before that now people are taking seriously, with apple pie. I look at it the opposite way. I'm not taking any of this stuff seriously anymore.
See,
if you're coming up with something stupid, I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to laugh in your face.
If you think that that is untouchable, I think you're crazy.
Untouchable.
What we've learned from the last two
Nothing
years or so,
no one's untouchable.
Everything is on the table.
Everything.
Green
apple
polo shirt
is untouchable.
Wearing glasses. Are you gonna? Do you sport an American flag in front of your house on 4th of July, Memorial Day?
No, but I will now.
But do you?
I have in the past, yes.
I feel like I always do. I leave it up all year now. I almost feel like I'm going to go the opposite way. Like nothing. I'm going to get a live free or die flag, too, from
the American flag.
Don't tread on me.
Listen, you can find people that are going to find that offensive.
Well, the American
we need to ignore these people.
The American flag's got about three or four more years.
I think it's done, right?
Before we get rid of that, too. Yeah.
Not
There's
going
to be a new flag.
No, no, I know.
It's got a lot longer than that.
No, no, no. I'm telling you right now. In our country, it's got about 3 years left.
No, I agree with you. At some point in time, you're not allowed. You won't be allowed to say the Pledge of Allegiance. You will not be able to raise a flag. I don't know about you guys. When I was younger, I was the guy that raised the flag.
How many people?
How
many people do you think got pissed off as they were watching the fans from Nassau Coliseum sing the national anthem?
And know all the words.
And know other words. They knew them all.
Those father ain't that patriotism. All right. Well, listen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, indivisible. Pledge allegiance to the flag.
Undivisible.
Undivisible.
I'm eating apple pie, Christian. Sorry, I'm not.
All right, so.
Undivisible.
So, big deal or no big deal?
What do you got?
Washington pass rusher Montez Sweat said Wednesday he doesn't support the team's attempt to persuade players to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Here's the audio of his explanation.
I probably won't get vaccinated until got more facts and all that type of stuff, but no, I'm not a fan of it at all.
What is your hesitation with getting the vaccine, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, I haven't caught COVID yet, so I don't see me treating COVID until I actually get COVID.
All right, Glenn, big deal, no big deal. Montez Sweat, I don't think he has a clue what's going on.
I don't think
he knows how this works.
Does he believe that after you get COVID,
talking about
after you get COVID, that's when you go in and get the vaccination? Is that what he thinks?
I actually think we need to hear it again.
He's probably a bad ambassador for this, talking about it. But I would say this, it's a big deal because you're seeing this in a lot of sports, and I understand both sides of it. I understand that you always have to keep in mind that I think it's everybody's choice to get it or not to get it, and that's the bottom line. But at the same point, you hear Cora talking about before. You get a guy with it, and he's going to miss games. In NFL, all these guys on the team, a few guys that get it, they're going to be missing games, competitive balance, those sort of things, the way they can live, the way they can travel. So in sports, these athletes. Yeah, I think it's a big deal because I think a lot of teams are going to be like, listen, almost pressure them into doing it if they don't want
it. Shouldn't it be up to the individual, though? Because if everybody else is vaccinated, then it's not really an issue other than the person that is not vaccinated. Now, here's where I would differ with it. If I'm a team, I have a real problem.
Yeah.
Because if you do test positive, then you're out and miss a few games.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to pay you for those few games you're going to miss. Because this is your responsibility.
Well, that's
now.
A Florio article. Right. He just wrote right. that. You know, before guys had COVID and they missed time last year, they got paid. And he's wondering now, he threw it out there, if you are not vaccinated and you get it, should you get paid? Which would put even more pressure on these guys to get vaccinated.
Yeah, so you don't.
Well, I mean, I haven't caught COVID yet, so no, I don't see me treating COVID until I actually get COVID.
No, it's a terrible.
So here's the thing, though.
That vaccine actually worked.
So here's the thing: the Washington football team, like the Patriots and other teams, they bring in doctors and they discuss the vaccine. Yeah. They discuss the issues. They discuss everything. Mm-hmm. Nothing but specialists that are just, you know, the best in their field. So that's what the Washington football team did. And then afterwards, this is what Montez Sweat said.
So he didn't listen.
I don't see me treating COVID until I actually get COVID.
Do you think that the doctors and the coaches probably slapped their hands on their forehead and said, what?
No, the guy
who put him in front?
The guy that
what did
the,
we just
the
do?
The guy that was in charge of the proposal was like, obviously, my points didn't get, like, you know, it's like the vaccine is not a treatment. It's a prevention, you know, and it's, okay, whatever.
Well, you Montez, know who else?
Go hit the quarterback.
I haven't caught COVID yet.
You know who else feels that way? Hold on real quick, though. Is a former Jets quarterback,
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. He's not a fan either. He says there's a ton of different things that go into it. He said, I'm going to evaluate that on my own and make the best decision that I feel is best for myself. Okay. There's a lot of players just like, they're not into it.
He's the Red Sox aren't there yet.
I think he's got a right to do that. I think any of these people have a right to do it. The problem is, if you end up testing positive and you miss games, should the team be obligated to pay you? You decided that you weren't going to get the vaccination. You're going to go on your own, and you're going to take a chance that you're not going to get COVID. If you do, should they be forced to pay?
Well, I would also say, big deal or no big deal, reporters asking players whether they got vaccinated or not. It's stupid. None of their freaking business.
Exactly. It's stupid.
And it's like they want to see what side. It's like either you're stupid or you're crazy. Or you're just, you know, you're just fighting it just to fight it.
Or you could just have a good follow-up to Montez Sweat and realize he has no clue what he's talking about.
What is your
about.
Hesitation with getting the
well,
vaccine?
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, I haven't caught COVID yet.
Jesus.
I remember there were presidential candidates who were saying that they would never take the vaccine because of the administration that was in the White House that was actually pushing it.
Well,
would you guys
be surprised if I told you that the entire staff of the Detroit Lions, PC principal Dan Campbell, every single one of his coaches is vaccinated?
No,
was that surprise you?
Because they get vaccinated. The Oklahoma drill.
We're going to let COVID beat us.
You know, it's another team that has just about everybody in the coaching staff and most all of the players. The Las Vegas Raiders.
Really?
Huh. Hmm. Interesting. I don't know why. Feel as good as Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell's like,
let's play some football here.
That's John Gruden. Yeah. All right. Last one, real quick. Tampering in the NBA happens all the time. So you guys tell me if this is a big deal or not a big deal after you hear what my best friend, one of the best coaches to ever coach basketball, Pat Riley said, that forced him to get fined $25,000.
Good luck, Bill. Who was responsible for LeBron coming down here? Was it you or was it Wade? Because I'm hearing both ends of this. Wade saying it's him, you're saying it's you. Who was it? And follow up, is the key still under the doormat?
And I would leave the key under the doormat if he would call me and let me know he's coming. I would do that, but I doubt very much that key's rusted now. I wish him nothing but the best, and if he ever wanted to come back, then I'll put a new shiny key under that Mac.
Wow.
But this will just get me fined for.
No, but that's
See, exactly. So, Lou, I'll start with you. Yeah. He got fined $25,000 for saying he's going to leave a key under the mat. Big deal or no big deal?
Oh, it's a big deal. He should get fined.
What?
That's tampering. What are you talking about?
So are we really going to do this right now?
I'm sorry, but how is that not tampering?
I'll leave the light on for you.
Listen, I'm sorry, but in the world of sports, if a GM or something comes out and says, would you bring back Anthony Rizzo? Do you wish you never traded him? Oh, yeah, you kidding me? Bring him back in Harpy if he wants to come back. I'd let him in right now if he wants to. I'll leave that key underneath the mat. You know, hey, if he wants to plan on coming back here, I'm all for it. Like, you can't do that. A guy's on another team. That's tampering.
I can't.
What do you mean? That's tampering.
I don't think it is. I mean, I think it's a broad stroke.
Pat Riley. Oh, Pat Riley can do no wrong. It's Pat Riley.
They're just picking on Pat.
My best friend.
That is tampering. I'm sorry.
And the role of a green teamer will be played today on OMF by Lou Maloney.
Oh, that's not tampering?
It's a joke.
It's He's not tampering joking. At all. I mean, are we really going to be that uptight about everything?
There's a difference between, you know, actually tampering and saying, yeah, I would love to have LeBron, and we're gonna push to get LeBron in the offseason, see if he'll leave the Lakers. That's one thing. This was a joke.
That's what he said.
No.
First of all, he said the key was rusty.
No, the key's under the mat. If he wants to come back,
if he wanted to, I would give him a new shiny key.
Yeah. So there you go, tampering.
So now we're gonna do away with apple pies and Pat Riley.
Yes. Unbelievable.
$25,000 wasn't enough.
I bet you're not gonna be able to find apple pies.
They should have taken a draft pick from him and suspended LeBron.
Things that are gonna disappear for Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
What's more? Needs to go? Thanksgiving.
It is going to change.
It's going to be called something else.
Football Thursday.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, that's what they're going to call it.
It's not going to be called Thanksgiving, so that's a big deal.
All right, there you go. Big deal or no big deal. Let me throw this big deal or no big deal. Add one more when we deal with the Red Sox, because I think we have all been pleasantly surprised that the Red Sox have been damn good this season and do have an opportunity, if certain things fall in place, to be a playoff team. But if we not got a dose of reality watching the three games last week and the two games this week against the Houston Astros, that they can't compete at the high level in this league. Mm-hmm. They have zero shot of winning in the American League. Zero
well, I'll tell you shot. What, I would like to use a term that you use to when you reference the Boston Celtics. After watching this, the last two games and the first series that they played against the Houston Astros, if that's the ceiling, if that's the best team in the American League, or maybe even all of Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox, you're nothing but a cute little team. You're nothing but a cute little team. You're not this high level, you know, impactful, you know, dangerous team. You're not doing damage to Houston. They are slapping you around like you owe them money. You're decent, but you are a cute little team. And guess what? Dusty Baker's a better manager than Alex Cora.
Oh, my God. See, he's dropping the mic and walking out.
Five more minutes in the segment.
I would,
where are you going?
I would,
by the way, you know it's only Thursday, right?
I don't know where that last comment came from. But
he's mad because Alex Cora was busting his balls for his hockey.
They're better than
you. I don't
know
what you're talking about.
There's no question.
They're good.
I know, but it's like, here we go. It's the Red Sox are going to win 79 games. They suck. Their pitching's no better than it was the year before. They get off to a good start. Whatever. It's 9 games in a row. It's lucky. We'll see where they are at the end of the month. It's only April. We'll see where they are Memorial Day. They're still in first. Whatever. We'll see what they are in May. And now it turns into, okay, fine. You know what? I still don't think they're going to win the World Series. Like, you know, no one ever said they were going to win the World Series. No, Houston's a better team than them. There's no question about it. That team is stacked. And if you played Houston 2 weeks ago, you probably would have beat them.
Yeah, they were all hurt.
And sometimes it's about playing teams at the right time. They are loaded now.
They're all back in.
They're loaded. Their staff is loaded. Their lineup is healthy. Yep. Everything. I mean, they got McCullers coming back. They're the best team in the American League.
No, and you're done by the fourth inning in all of these games. So
I still think that they're the best team. White Sox and the Rays. Those are the top three teams in the league.
Yeah.
You're fourth.
Yeah.
You can debate how far back you are. But, you know, I don't know, a couple injuries away, these types of things. But that's where you are right now.
So now, do you feel insulted when I say they're a cute little team?
No.
Like a green teamer?
No.
I think it's accurate. But I have no problem
that
with
what Dusty Baker's a better manager than Ashcroft.
I didn't say that.
That's the thing. It's like they're a good baseball team.
I don't know, man.
That's all they are. That's what they are. They're a good baseball team.
Yeah, but weren't you kind of getting maybe you weren't because
they're still a playoff team.
No, yeah, I know, but I do think like, you know, you what do you lose? You lost 3 out of 4 to the Houston Astros, and you come back and you have this great series against the Yankees. Then you beat up on the Marlins, okay, in a makeup game, and they're like, holy crap, dude, they're good. Okay, now here comes the Astros again. Now you see if that first series was a fluke.
And when the Astros move on, you know, okay, here we go. You got to play Toronto, good club. Atlanta, good club. I think Atlanta's a really good club, actually. Yeah. So you just get back to it. You caught a team at the wrong time. You did. I mean, that's all. I mean, you're still be a playoff team, and you move on from this series. I don't know, tonight.
I don't have a problem the way you described it. I think they're a cute little team, and as I said, I don't have an issue with them. And a cute little team for them might be they're a wild card team, and they get to play one playoff game and they lose that. I don't care. This is a bridge. They're building on something. It's not like you're looking at a team that's been building for the last 3-4 years. With the Celtics, we were looking at a team that was going for 3 out of 4 years to the Eastern Conference Finals, and people for some reason thought just because they got there and lost that they were a legitimate championship contender. They were not. They were a cute little team. This team, if we're calling them a cute little team a year from now or even more so, 2 years from now, then they have a problem.
Well, see, that goes to another level of questioning that we talk about. It's like, if that is the reality and we're all kind of caught up in, like, you know, the, you know, five games in a row, you know, and how good they're playing, then it does, you know, kind of, you know, bring up the question of what do they do with the trade line? What kind of moves do they make? What, should they add players? Do they have a shot?
They should add, but they're not going to go Scherzer. You know what I mean? They're not going to go that. And people, oh, you got to go for Scherzer. It's like, no. You do that when you're right there, when you're close. The Yankees need to do that. They need to go get Scherzer for a rental and see if they can beat the Astros or whatever. But you don't
left-handed bat. That's what they need.
You need a first baseman. That's what you need. Yeah. You need a first baseman, a guy that can make contact consistently and just hit sixth, seventh, eighth for you, whatever. That's what you need. But you're not going to go there and just, you know, trade away prospects. This isn't your year. You don't have a game one starter. You have a good rotation, a good regular season rotation. I don't know if you got a good postseason rotation, but you got a good regular season rotation. That's why you should make the playoffs.
No, I agree. You've got to be realistic when you get to the trading deadline and know what you are and what your ceiling is in all of this. And you can't compete. And I would say this, Christian. The best thing that you've seen about the Red Sox this year is, on the whole, with the exception of maybe that first series they had against the Baltimore Orioles, they're beating up the teams that they should be beating, and the teams that are beating them are simply a lot better than they are. And that's a good sign.
Not many
sign.
Of them are doing that, though. I mean, the Astros are. The Rangers are the only team they really lost to.
Yeah.
And they're not better than them. They just went down to Texas. They have a tough time down there. They always have a tough time.
Rangers and the Orioles, that first series against the Orioles.
Yeah, but that's it. Those teams, the Astros, good. To me, it's like the first team you've played that you're just like, right now, as of today, they're a much better team than you, I think.
And you might have some trouble with the Rays and a couple of other teams.
Depends when you catch. If you caught the Rays 2 weeks ago when they won 15-16, they looked unstoppable. Yeah. But, you know, in another month, I don't know, maybe the Astros don't look like they look. But right now, they're the best team in America.
But I don't think
pitching and hitting and defense, everything.
I think it's honest to call
bullpen
them a cute little team. And again, I don't have an issue with it. I think they should be a cute little team right now. That is the ceiling right now for this season. Cute little team. 2 years from now, they should be a championship.
What's
contender.
Going on?
How you doing, Alex? Do you know Dusty Baker was actually a better manager than you?
Can't wait to hear him hear that.
We're going
to
come out of the break with that next week.
Perfect. Make sure we see Alex Cor on the line.
Are you pissed because he went at you as a hockey guy yesterday?
You got to be ready when you come with those with me, brother.
He was laughing at you yesterday about your hockey knowledge.
We can't have a little fun?
No, I guess we could. Yeah. We got another hour to go.
We do.
More fun to come. Hold on for a second.
You sure?
Yep. This hour has been brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.